Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So highly controversial is the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court nomination, and right now she's undergoing her grilling, right, by Congress on and the Senate hearings to see if she is going to get approved, which it looks like she won't be approved, but topics being brought up is her religion going to play a role in any of her rulings. Now, I've watched enough of these Supreme Court confirmation hearings to kind of see the same old dance, all right? Somebody's going to ask, are you going to vote a certain way? And the judge, if they're any sort of competent judge, is going to say, we listen to the case first. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm going to vote for blue cars or red cars, or to overturn something. If there's going to be a case in front of me, I'm going to listen to the litigators and then I'm going to decide. That's kind of what judges do. And whether they're conservative or liberal judges, they all have that same answer, which is an appropriate answer. Anybody who says, yeah, I'm going to vote to repeal Obamacare, I'm going to vote to keep Obamacare, shouldn't be there. I mean, that means they're already going in without a plan to listen. Now, you know, and I know that judges apparently aren't neutral. They should be. They're supposed to be. But why all these, you know, decades and centuries, court will lean towards one side or the court will lean towards another? So obviously political views do alter the way they rule. And I don't know how to stop that. You know, some justices will not go with the grain of their political side. We've seen some justices appointed by a Republican and side with the liberals, vice versa. Maybe not as much vice versa, but still. So, it's not always, but unfortunately, the way people are talking about the court, they're going to say, well, this really solidifies that it's going to be a conservative court. And then if Biden comes in and packs the court, which, by the way, he said that he's not a fan of it. I don't know if that means they're going to still move forward with packing the court if they win. I don't know about that. But at least Joe Biden has spoken out saying he's not a fan. But unfortunately, when it comes to the Supreme Court, political leanings do weigh in. So Amy Coney Barrett had told the Senate today that she can set aside her Catholic beliefs, which I believe she can do. I believe anybody could set aside their religious beliefs. But if many people's political leanings have religious roots, then, or non-religious roots, because they're non-religious or whatever, then indirectly it's still related. Now, I'm Jewish, okay? In Judaism, we're not supposed to eat pork. If I was a Supreme Court justice and there was a case brought forth that had to do with a pork company, I'd put my religion aside. If something was bad happening to that pork company, the pork company has every right to still do business. It has every right to whatever. Yes, I'm going to put my religion aside. That's, you know, and you're going to rule for the law. That's an easy no-brainer. But what about third-term abortions? If in your religion, or just in your upbringing, and you know, we use the term religion maybe inappropriately, because no two Jews or no two Catholics or no two Mormons worship the same. Religion is very individual. So I think they should take the term religion out and just say personal beliefs. All right? If your personal belief is a third trimester infant is a live baby, there's probably a good chance that if you're a Supreme Court justice, you're not going to support legislation for taxpayers to pay for that, or for it to be mandated for employers, or for employers to be mandated to pay for those services. Because if somebody thinks that it's killing an infant in its third trimester, you can't really impose and force somebody to, you see what I mean? So it's a personal belief thing. Maybe your personal beliefs are because of religion. But the one thing I've noticed in my 40-some years, which I'm not going to give you the exact, well, you can Google it, unfortunately. Everybody knows my age. In my age, in my seasonedness, a lot of us don't need religion to tell us how to think. You know, I came up with my own, we weren't really that religious when I was growing up. So I had my own thoughts about things. And then I noticed, wow, in conservative and Orthodox Judaism, I kind of agree with that. Some things I don't agree with. You know, like you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. I agree with it. I just don't do that. I'm a workaholic. And when you're a doctor, you're always working. I mean, you're just always. So I don't follow religion to a T. But my personal beliefs kind of were independent of religion, and then it just aligned. You know, if I didn't know what my religion was, many of you would probably think I was Catholic, Mormon, conservative Orthodox Judaism, because I'm like, I think diet is important. I think eating healthy is important. I think, you know, there are some foods that might not be healthy for you. I think supporting your church or temple is your duty. So, the reason why I think I get along with Catholics and Protestants and Christians and Muslims and Mormons and Jews and whatever and even atheists is because a lot of my thinking can kind of, you know, we could always find some common ground. So can Amy Coney Barrett put her religious beliefs or personal beliefs aside? I believe in the majority of cases they can. But when you see a court rule right or left, and justices appointed by Democrats rule left, and justices appointed by conservatives rule right, that means personal beliefs are all up in their decision. So how real is that? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Dolly is here. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Man, I have a bad hair day. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this next segment is called Seniors Are Screwed. And they know they've been screwed. The seniors are getting screwed over like you wouldn't believe. And if I could use the phraseology that Donald Trump uses, my dad used to, like, you wouldn't believe. Seniors are screwed. And I don't believe anybody's really talking about it or doing anything about it. And under the guise of, well, we have to protect them from COVID, we are looking at one of the largest populations. And our boomers are, not all of them are seniors, but, you know, the boomers have started to become over age 65. So I'm going to call a senior someone over 65, even though, you know, the average person in their 60s and 70s is still rocking it. But we'll call them seniors for now, okay? Just because I can't call them boomers, because not all boomers are a senior right now, okay? And I love boomers. I love that term, boomers, the baby boomers. But, you know, it's just easy to call them zoomers and boomers. Alright, I got the Trump dance. So, senior citizens, okay, throughout this whole COVID thing have been called high risk. And we're not supposed to discriminate against age, and we're not supposed to call you guys boomers or zoomers or Xers or whatever. You know, whatever, all the progress we've made, right, in terms of not identifying gender and, you know, calling a person by their race, well, that Jew over there or that, you know, Hispanic over there, we're not doing that anymore. But we sure are still doing it when it comes to somebody being a senior. And when President Trump was hospitalized, well, you know, he's a senior, he's advanced age, sometimes we might call it, he's at high risk. Joe Biden, at high risk. Right? Some people use the term old. I don't think that's an appropriate term. To me, old is like in their 90s. That's old. Their 60s and 70s, no. Especially since I'm getting closer and closer to those decades. I don't think it's old at all. But what are employers doing with their senior citizens? How are doctors and medical centers approaching senior citizens? What is happening to the senior citizens over the past 6-7 months? Okay? Well, we've told them to stay home. I mean, I've done it with my mom. Oh, do you guys want to go out? No, stay home, Mom. Well, I'd like to see you guys. Should I come over? No, please don't come over. Please don't leave your house. We've been telling seniors to not leave their houses. We're telling seniors not to go to the polls. Like, we're going to give you mail a ballot. We'll come and pick up your ballot, or we'll put a ballot box and harvest them for you and send them for you, but don't leave your house. Well, what about work? No, don't work. Work from home. Don't work. Well, you know, I'm not computer savvy, and I don't really have a lot of the tech, and, you know, if you're not there, you know, out of sight, out of mind. No. Seniors, stay home. You're a high-risk group. Stay home. I've said the same thing. I've said if you're a senior, and it looks like this virus seems to attack seniors, even though now we're seeing more younger people get it, we're like, stay home. Well, how long do you sequester a demographic? How long do you sequester a group of people? If you are a senior in a hospital, do you get to have visitors? If you're a senior in a nursing home, do you get visitors? Do you get family visitors? No, they have to FaceTime you. Or they have to, you know, Zoom you on an app. Seniors are just getting hit and hit and hit. And then in the job sector, let's look at it from an employer standpoint. Okay? Employers are screwed. Well, we're all screwed. Employers are especially screwed because they can barely keep their doors open. We're going to talk about AMC theaters. Remember how I said we were told they had 6 months of money left? They're saying that they're going to barely make it to the beginning of the first of the year. So I don't know if AMC theaters are going to last past January. So companies, if they do get to open, and if they start getting to open with more than 50% people, and in Nevada, we've gotten to start to expand some things, they're going to need all hands on deck. And if somebody is a senior, even though you're not allowed to discriminate on age, employers will, because they're liable, if you get COVID, or their workers' comp is liable, and if they're responsible for keeping their other employees healthy, they're probably not going to hire seniors back. Think about it. I mean, if they need to make sure that their other employees don't get sick, and seniors are at higher risk of getting sick and getting ill, they don't want them to die and be responsible, and they don't want them to get sick and give it to others. So employers are probably going to be disincentivized to hire seniors. So if seniors are told to stay home, seniors are told to not go to the voting booths, right? Seniors are told to, you know, probably not go to work. There's only so much a senior can do. All right, well, let's look at Social Security. Well, we're going to have to make sure they get, you know, at least plenty of Social Security money. So what are they going to get this next year? 1.3% increase. That's it. The COLA, cost of living increase, Social Security increase, 1.3%. The average person on Social Security's check is about maybe, I think, $1,500, I think $1,200 to $1,500. I think that doesn't really come up to much. That's, you know, somebody said they're really only averaging an extra maybe $20 a month. Got to kind of do the math. But that Seniors are screwed. Is anybody talking about it? Does anybody have a plan? All I hear in the news right now is, well, we need a vaccine. We're going to have to learn to live with COVID. High-risk groups need to stay away. I've said it, too. I know I've said it. I said, look, guys, we got to figure out how to live with COVID. We got to get the kids back to school. We got to get these companies open again. We have to get our country going. If you're high risk, you might want to stay away from certain areas. I've said it too. And we're going to move forward with that narrative, depending on whoever wins the election, because whoever wins the election is going to want to get the economy back. So they're going to be like, oh, you know what? Everybody back. Okay, you get COVID, you take some Regeneron, we're going to give it to you for free. Or the vaccine will come out, you'll get the vaccine, but we're going to move on. We're not going to shut down anymore. If we learn to live with flu, if we learn to live with tuberculosis, if we learn to live with plague, if we learn to live with HIV, if we learn to live with hepatitis, if we learn to live with E. coli and salmonella that you could get at a buffet or salad bar, we're going to learn to live with COVID. That's what the politicians are going to say, because they got to get the economy back up and running. But the caveat to that, or the chaser, is going to be, but seniors, stay away. You're at high risk. Those of you who are sick, stay away. You're at high risk. So all this progress we've made to not stereotype people, to not identify people based on gender or race or age, that all went out the door with age. People are called boomers and, you know, zoomers and all that, you know, back and forth. Right now, age, nobody's doing anything. Nobody's getting sued for calling somebody old or a senior citizen. And nobody's getting sued for discriminating against them by saying, nah, I don't want you back at work. I want you staying home. How many seniors have been laid off from work? And how many of them are in companies where the younger ones got to go back? Makes you wonder. I'm hearing seniors aren't getting their jobs back. So when they go to their Social Security money, all they're going to get is an extra 1.3%. Okay, seniors need to work also. I mean, I'm a workaholic. You know, God willing, if God gives me health, I'm going to still be working. I'm going to still be on air. I'm going to still be seeing patients till I'm 90, 100 if they let me. I don't give a damn. I'm never retiring. But if the employers won't hire you back because of COVID, you're screwed. If there's going to be times where you're allowed to go into a grocery store or go into a movie theater, we're now talking segregation. Something that was nice, which I supported, was grocery stores opening up a little extra early and allowing seniors to go and buy their groceries early before the whole masses came. Now, seniors could still come in through other times of day, but it was nice to have that extra opening. That was cool. What if, in order to control COVID, they started to come up with, you know what we're going to do, guys? We'll let you open, but restrict who comes in who could be high risk. Now, if you're like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, come on, nobody's going to discriminate, nobody's going to segregate. Come on, this is America. This is what America's done for years. And discrimination, we already saw discrimination this whole year. You're essential, you're not. You're inessential, you're allowed to work, you're not allowed to work. If you open up and I see you working, you're fined or going to jail. And they're like, but that you, Walmart and Target are open. Why can't our store be open? We have food and clothes. So somebody needs to think about the seniors. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is continuing.
The game plan for today is to do our first round of 30-minute questioning. Each senator will have 30 minutes to interact with Judge Barrett.
Chair of the committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Barrett reminding everyone.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
More than 10 million voters have already cast ballots. Figures compiled by the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida show early voting this year is far ahead of the pace 4 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Florida today, President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News. Johnson & Johnson is taking a break from its coronavirus vaccine study because of an unexplained illness in one of the participants. Dr. Ving Gupta tells NBC's Today Show it's part of the process.
It should be reassuring to all of us that this happened, because clinical trials usually, this happens, severe adverse events happen occasionally. We hope they don't happen too often, and because then that would be concerning. But this says that the process is working, that there's rigorous scientific oversight happening. So this should be encouraging to us, but we need to learn more about what actually the severe adverse event was.
AstraZeneca also had to put its work on hold in September because of a patient's suspected adverse reaction in the United Kingdom. Inflation is slowing down to its lowest level in 4 months. The consumer price index rose 0.2% last month after a 0.4% gain in August. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all, future's
not. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys for letting me know the Facebook Live segment on Seniors Are Screwed apparently didn't tape. And so, guys, you'll just have to listen to our podcast on GCN Live or TalkStream Live or iHeartRadio or KDWN. And we'll try to trust me, I'm going to talk about how the seniors are kind of getting a bad rap. So we'll revisit that again. So I'm sorry that didn't tape. Big question everybody has is the reinfection of COVID. So as you guys heard about a month or two ago, in Reno, and working closely with the University of Nevada School of Medicine, which is where I went. Woo-hoo, yay, UNR. Go Wolfpack. They had studied a man who got COVID twice. We spoke about this. He had it the first time. Second time he got it, it was a lot more severe. He lived. And he was only 25 years old. No underlying conditions. So he was kind of a healthy guy. And got COVID twice. He had gotten it originally. He tested negative after he went through his symptoms. A few weeks later, got it again. In fact, let me see if I have the exact dates. If they give us this, he first got his symptoms March 25th, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and then he was found to be positive for coronavirus April 18th. Then he had a couple tests in May, both were negative. Then in June, he got sick again, June 5th. These symptoms put him in the hospital. We spoke about that. He recovered. He did well. But it's the first U.S. case of COVID reinfection. Now, a lot of you guys are like, no, wasn't there already a case? It's the same case. It was the one we spoke about earlier in the summer, the one in Reno, Nevada. Okay? Northern Nevada has a lot of people from California coming in. You know, they've been kind of dealing with wildfire smoke, but, you know, Reno, Nevada is one of the fastest growing cities. In fact, I think I've made one of the lists of being one of the best places to live in terms of affordability. I don't know, things are starting to get kind of expensive up there. But I got to tell you, if I could have invested 20 years ago when I was going to school there, I would have. Because, man, California people, it is an exodus out of California. And people are going east, and they're hitting Reno. And Reno is 10 miles from the border. They also got Verde out there. And you got areas of Lake Tahoe. And then you got Galena, which is south. And they're just some, it's a real nice place. I like Reno a lot. I like it a lot. There was a Dutch woman who I believe died after getting COVID twice. The second time seems worse. And one of you had emailed asking, is Donald Trump immune? So President Trump yesterday in his speech in Florida said, guys, I'm immune. I don't know if he said he had antibodies, but he said, I got it. I'm good. But then he corrected himself and he said, well, you know, and then he kind of talked about the immunity might not be lifelong, might only be for a few months. So he corrected himself and yeah, but I'm really not having a lot of faith in our being immune to COVID. My nose is running, it's allergies, okay, nobody panic. And everybody's like shutting off their radio, okay, it's just nose, just runny nose, boogers. Boogers are okay, just don't eat them. So no, I don't think President Trump is immune at all. I think he has some antibodies. I think he's a little vulnerable right now, the next few weeks. I'm not a fan of anybody overdoing it, you know, within days of having COVID. People ask, well, what about the CDC guidelines? What is he doing giving speeches? Technically, the CDC guidelines, he's good. CDC guidelines said 10 days, you could go back to work. So he's on day 12, day 13. He's technically good. We don't believe he's contagious, but again, you know, how do you know 100%? But he keeps the distance. I mean, you know, you really don't get to be right up into the president's face whenever he's speaking. You're feet away. But, you know, you always worry about wind current and airborne and things like that. But in terms of immunity, I'm just not sold. I'm just not convinced that this sort of virus is giving you the immunity you need. Now, we spoke months ago about steroids. And we talked about how steroids might depress the immune system and you might not be making antibodies because of the steroids that were given to you. The problem with that, and we spoke about this months ago, was there's people overcoming COVID without getting steroids and they're not building the antibodies either. Some people have the antibodies, some people not. So, well, now what? Now what do we do? If you could get COVID twice, you know, it's a little different. Because I know people are like, okay, it's like the cold. But not entirely. You really don't seem to get colds twice. You rarely get flu twice. I have seen people get the flu twice, but it was a different strain. They got influenza A, maybe in the beginning of the flu season, and then they got influenza B later in the season. Usually influenza B hits later than A, although last year I think B surged first, so people got B, and then we thought they were getting A, but everything was called COVID, so we don't know, and people weren't getting tested because they were using telemedicine, so nobody was getting swabbed or, yeah. So, getting reinfected with COVID, now, well, we just talked about seniors being screwed. All right, seniors might not be allowed to go back to work. Seniors are being told to stay home. Seniors are being told not to vote at the polls, staying home. The chance of a senior getting hired is now less and less and less if employers are worried that, you know, they're going to be liable for employees getting sick, if they're going to lose staff because people are becoming, you know, ill, and if older people are more at risk. And now we hear that there's a possibility of, you know, you getting reinfected twice. That just screws seniors even more. Seniors are screwed. We also talked about how Social Security is only going to be 1.3% bumped up. But we'll spend more time talking about that later in the month. So when a senior says, look, I got it already. I had COVID. I'm good. It doesn't mean anything anymore. When I get called in on telemedicine and somebody has shortness of breath and coughing and all that, and I go, okay, you need to be tested for COVID. Like, no, I had it already. I had COVID already. Doesn't mean crap to me. You still need to be tested for it. I think you could get it twice. I've always thought you could get it multiple times. You know, and then also many people think they had it in June, in January, in February when we were testing it. Well, that could have been flu. We called flu COVID. We were calling COVID flu. Everybody had flu in December, January, and February until people were like, oh, wait, this could be COVID. And then nobody had the flu anymore. So now what? So if you can get COVID twice, why is that? Well, you know, an antibody is supposed to be made and be made for life. But if the virus, if there's not enough of the antibody, or the virus has changed to the point that whatever antibodies you made were weeny, it's not immunity. So if the virus is changing, if the virus is outsmarting, if you're getting a bigger load, you know, people say that the second wave or the second surge of your COVID infection or your second infection is worse than the first. Why would that be if you had antibodies? Well, again, if it's a different strain, it's like starting up again. And if your lungs are already kind of inflamed, and if your body never officially healed, then it might be a more exaggerated response. You know, when you get stung by a bee, that first bee sting, you're good. But if you're really allergic to bee stings, you're not going to know about it till the second sting or the third sting. So when somebody gets hospitalized the second time around, that makes perfect sense to me, because if we're worried about the cytokine storm, that big inflammatory response in the lungs, people might not get it first out, but second time, yeah. So when many people are like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we really need to kind of calm the fear down with COVID, get people back to work and all that. And I'm like, I agree with you. I don't want hysteria. I don't want fear. I want to see the country open up again. I have to, though, still caution people. A second COVID infection could suck. Second COVID could be dangerous. That's why they're talking about this twindemic with flu and COVID. Anybody who said, I had COVID, so I'm good, is not good. And in fact, could be at higher risk for a worse COVID illness. Which is why we need to get a cure and we need to get a vaccine right away. And like I said in the last segment, we need to figure out what we're going to do with our seniors, because if people don't hire them back, they're screwed. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I wasn't a real big Amazon shopper until the COVID crisis. I kind of liked going to the store. I'm not a big fan of shopping, but I just, you know, I didn't really like ordering stuff online, like food. I think I was just old school. Now, man, I do most of my shopping online, probably because I work from home, and it doesn't make sense for me to take an hour or two off work to go and shop when I could just click a couple buttons. So overnight, I became an Amazon shopper and a hardcore one. I mean, I don't buy all the time, but I mean, I just, wow, I could get my toilet paper. I could get an extra shirt on Amazon. Hell yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, oh, this is great. That looks comfy. I got some pajamas on Amazon. I was like, this is nice. Well, Amazon Prime Day is, I think, today and tomorrow. And the Prime Day, I think it's supposed to be one day. I thought it was like the 13th, but I heard they might have also extended it to the 14th. And I guess Amazon Prime Day has deals. Now, I've logged into Amazon in years past, And I don't really get if they're deals or not because I don't really buy a lot of tech. I used to walk into Best Buy if I needed tech. Or, you know, but now, I mean, you know, who knows how long many of these, you know, brick and mortar stores are going to stay open. So I guess I got to be comfortable buying tech online. But I got to tell you, Amazon Prime Day, that's where the tech deals are. So Amazon Prime Day is a two-day shopping extravaganza. By the way, their stock is $3,455 a share. It went up about $13 today. I have one share. That's all I could afford. I have one Apple share. Not Apple share, one Amazon share. Some crazy stuff. But it's a two-day shopping extravaganza. Got a lot of discounts like on iPads, Microsoft Surface, 4K TVs, Sony cameras, Nespresso machines. I don't know what a Nespresso machine is. I guess it's espresso, but something else. 5G phones. Prime Day lasts 2 days. Headphones, smart speakers, cameras, TVs. Those deals will last all week. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you get to take advantage of the savings. So, Razer keyboards, hard drives, Microsoft laptops. I'm not going to give you all the prices, but it looks like you're saving anywhere from $100 to $200 on some of these things. Yamaha MusicCast soundbars, Roku Express media streamers, a Samsung Galaxy 2020 43-inch TV. You got Fujifilm vlogger kits, National Geographic travel tripods, smartphone deal headphone, kitchen and appliances, like coffee machines and electric toothbrushes and Oral-B Genius electric toothbrush and a Kindle Paperwhite, they call it, instead of a paperweight, it's called a Paperwhite. It has a bright blacklit display, making it easier for you to read your books. Echo Dots are on sale. It's an affordable smart speaker. I think I'm done with the whole smart speaker thing because I don't like the fact that they listen. See, we have it in the bedroom to wake us up and to play sounds so we could sleep, you know, like rain sounds, things like that. Last thing you want is to record anything in the bedroom, right? The Neato Robotics robot vacuum cleaner. I think I want that. I like the idea of a robotic vacuum cleaner. That's kind of cool. Microsoft Surface laptop is, I think, about $800. I don't know. You got security cameras, so lots of great deals. Some Prime Day deals I think have already stopped because I think people sold out. But, you know, Amazon really, really transformed the way people shop, the way businesses are done. And unfortunately, Amazon just being Amazon and being very convenient and saving many people during the lockdown from having to go out in public, possibly saving thousands of lives, unfortunately, it's probably one of the biggest job killers out there. And, you know, Amazon has been encouraging people to go to stores and support their local businesses, and, you know, but I mean, the reason why Amazon stock is $3,400 a share is because they were there during the lockdown. And they provided, they hired people, they themselves are dealing with the backlash of that because it looks like about 20,000 people were being told came down with COVID. But then again, if, you know, the average person wasn't tested, you kind of wonder if that was representative of the average population anyway. But still, Amazon is not going to cease to exist because people think it's too big. And, you know, I am going to be one of the very few people that thank Amazon for being there for us during the lockdown. I mean, and those who work there at Amazon, I am very grateful. You know, when I couldn't get toilet paper at a local store, I was able to get some high price, but I was still able to get some on Amazon. So Amazon was able to kind of keep, you know, the country going during the lockdown. They get credit for that. The credit's not going to last long. They're going to be beaten up over the next few years. We know Trump isn't a big fan because they have put small, you know, businesses out of business. And, you know, before, when I used to shop online, before Amazon, I would just type something in and then I'd hit shopping. You could do that on Google. I use Google. And I know there's a lot of debate about that, but I use Google because I just don't do well with Bing. I just don't, it, for some reason, it just doesn't search up when I need it to. And so, you know, when I would shop for something, I'd put it in there, and then you hit shopping, and then there'd be a whole list. And then I would, you know, pick the cheapest and pick a place that I heard of. And what was very interesting is the internet had allowed for a very short period of time small business to compete with the Walmarts and to compete with the Targets and the big companies and the Circuit Cities and all that. Because people could have a business out of their home. They could stock a product. They could ship the product. You had no idea what their storefront looked like because it was a website storefront. So people were able to do business for years out of their home or a small storage space, competing with the big guys. Well, Amazon and their Prime with the free shipping made it so easy for people just to go to Amazon. And in fact, we got lazier. I mean, we have all the time in the world being home on lockdowns and, you know, working from home. But I don't want to price shop anymore. I've shopped enough on Amazon where I'm like, oh, the prices are comparable. If there's ever something I'm like, well, let me take a look, I still find that Amazon's prices are comparable because, again, they're big. They could undercut. So I just go there. I don't even use the shopping tab anymore, which means any of these small companies that were hoping to compete, they can't compete with Amazon. Even though they were competing with the brick and mortar, they can't compete with Amazon. So if Amazon continues to be, and be as strong as they are and continue to do what they're doing, which they're allowed to and they're right, I don't see how any small business can be able to withstand any future loss. And so commercial real estate, you know, we've spoken about this. Boutique stores, they're screwed. Now, you do have people that like going shopping. See, I hate going shopping. I can't stand going shopping. You know, I like to get, you know, my food, and I like to, you know, test the food and things like that. But with clothes now, you know, I mean, I've found sites where they get my size. They get me. Then if it doesn't fit, I just have to lose weight so it fits. So I don't necessarily have to try on clothes. I mean, if I have to buy a fancy dress, I'm going to go into a store. But there's no events now. There's no weddings. There's no bar mitzvahs. There's no there's no events. So there's no need for me to go and try on a dress. In fact, I can now do rewears because I haven't been at an event for over a year now, right? Why? Because we don't have any events. Apple in the news today because they've unveiled the new iPhone 12. Their stock actually dropped. Apple stock dropped today. It's risen over the last few days, but it's now about 121 a share. Remember, they had a split. And they have a new iPhone 12, 5G cellular connectivity. Looks similar to the iPad Pro, and it's supposed to have a kick-butt camera. And kind of a sexy look, too. I'm not buying one. My phone's fine. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.